This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America's top diplomat speaks in Brussels, Belgium, at an event called Reforming the Rules-Based International Order. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo telling NATO allies,
under President Trump, we are not abandoning international leadership or our friends in the international system. Indeed, quite the contrary.
Pompeo blasting critics who claim that Trump's America First policy is dangerous to long-established multinational institutions like NATO.
He was a true Renaissance man, a great gentleman, a great diplomat.
That's one of the many who've been filing through the U.S. Capitol Rotunda to pay their respects to the former President George H.W. Bush, who passed away last Friday. The round-the-clock public viewing continues through tomorrow morning, followed by a funeral at the National Cathedral. President Trump's to hold a private meeting with the Bush family today. This is USA Radio News.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
CIA Chief Gina Haspel's to discuss the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi with a small group of U.S. senators today. The briefing coming after senators have repeatedly requested information after Haspel's absence from last week's briefing. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said there's no clear evidence that Jamal Khashoggi's death at the Saudi Arabian consulate in Turkey was ordered by the Saudi Crown Prince. Sources tell NBC News, though, the chairs and ranking members of the Senate Armed Services and Foreign Relations Committee will be among those being briefed by Haspel today. Urban Meyer will retire after coaching the Ohio State Buckeyes in the Rose Bowl on New Year's Day. Meyer had been suspended for the first three games of the season after an investigation looked into his handling of claims of domestic violence made against a former assistant coach. Meyer has also been battling health issues. The team's offensive coordinator, Ryan Day, will take over as head coach on January 2nd, and this is USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
President Trump has reached an agreement with Chinese leaders not to impose any new tariffs for at least 90 days while trade talks continue. Today, White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says that agreement was not meant to be lengthy.
This is a question of commitments, which is very, very important. It's a question of topics. This is much bigger and much broader than anything we've ever talked about.
The president's also agreed to cancel planned January 1st increases in tariffs he's already imposed. The White House, in turn, getting what's called a very substantial purchase of American farm, energy, and industrial goods from China. Wall Street's reacted well to the news as stocks were surging yesterday. Protesters in Hoover, Alabama, remain upset over the fatal police shooting of a young black man who'd been mistaken as a gunman in a mall on Thanksgiving evening. At last night's city council meeting in Hoover, activists and protesters were calling for the mayor and the police chief to both resign over how the case has been handled. Protesters say if the city doesn't respond to their demands by noon today, they'll release the name of the officer involved in the shooting, and they are threatening they'd shut down the city. And don't expect mail tomorrow. The Postal Service suspending mail delivery and retail service at your local post office in honor of former President George H.W. Bush. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Bond.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way we roll. It's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, no need to waste our resources and shed unnecessary blood because we're being a bunch of knuckleheads. I mean, there is a way to get this country back on track to where, you know, our best foot is leading forward. And we find repeatedly in history when we are true to two particular documents, I would say, first of all, our mission statement, the Declaration of Independence. That is the mission statement of this country. And the objectives that support that mission statement are enumerated in our U.S. Constitution. And I have discovered in my time here on this earth and as an experienced American citizen is that when we are true to those two documents, it goes well for us. It's when we choose to violate and expand or do what our previous president referred to in terms of our those documents being somewhat elastic, not fixed, but elastic, you know, that accommodates some stinking thinking, as Zig Ziglar would say. And not only stinking thinking, but thinking that leads to actions that are quite deleterious to the freedom of all individuals. With us right now, nationally known speaker, best-selling author, president of Amerisearch, and creator of the American Minute, my good friend Bill Federer is back with us. Always good to be talking to William. Bill, how you doing, sir?
Oh, great to be with you, Bill.
Hey, always an honor and a pleasure to have you with us. You know, the country is mourning with the passing of our 41st president, George H.W. Bush. Boy, so many accomplishments when you look in the rearview mirror of his life. You know, a lot to be celebrated. You know, I think the temptation, as some have suggested, and much that, you know, Ted Kennedy referred to about his brother, that sometimes we have a tendency to make someone greater in their passing than they were in real life. But there is a tremendous example here for us to take away that, you know, the life of George H.W. Bush, is there not?
Well, he was a patriot, and he fought in World War II. Matter of fact, he was shot down over the Pacific during one of the battles, and the pilot that was rescuing him had to circle several times, and little did he realize that after he had been picked up by a sub and taken back, some of the other men that were shot down and landed closer to the island, they were actually cannibalized. Sad story, but it's true. And so they've written books about it. But so George H.W. Bush missed by just a small distance having that fate. And so he's a patriot. He did fight for our country. And I think that carried through in his decisions throughout his presidential career.
And he was a man for the time. I mean, you know, and every step of the way. I mean, it's almost, you know, when you read his life, you think, gosh, he's a little bit, you know, like Forrest Gump. You know, at critical times, periods, you know, ambassador to China before there was an official ambassador, United Nations representative, CIA director. I mean, each step of the way, and as he said, by his own admission, he said, you know, when he thought that his life in politics was over, there maybe there was no future, and it seemed rather dark and gloomy, he'd get a call from the president, or there would be something, you know, kind of an 11th hour appointment that would come about that was quite fortuitous, not only for him, but certainly for this country.
True, and people forget, after the war in the Middle East, and even after Bush number two, there was peace that was established over there.
Right.
And they were setting up democratic forms of government. Our, you know, young men and women in the military fought and freed these areas. And it was moving up until the last president got in and he said mission accomplished, and he pulled all of the American troops out. It left this power vacuum, and into it came ISIS. Literally, John Kerry said, a genocide that took place of the Christians in the Middle East. But after Bush 1 and Bush 2, it was left peaceful. And if it would have continued that trajectory, it would have been a whole different situation. But unfortunately, the immediate previous president didn't follow that path.
Mm-hmm. Well, wasn't it George Bush that said mission accomplished, or you're talking about specifically Barack Obama and his policies there in the Middle East, hoping that they were prepared to take it, you know, to exercise their freedoms, and instead we got ISIS?
Right. So the military advice that was given to the previous president was that we should keep a presence over there, and he instead immediately pulled all the American troops out, and now we're finding out that weapons were being given to the fundamentalist Muslims in order to destabilize Syria so that they could overthrow Assad. And now it's come out, you know, quite a number of years ago that when Hillary was Secretary of State, that we actually were funneling guns to the Muslim terrorists to overthrow Gaddafi in Libya. And so we see that a lot of things were happening that were tragic. And that's why there's 30,000 emails lost and everything, because as Fox News brought out, they were weapons. It was gun running that was going on.
Well, gun running in Mexico, gun running there. And no doubt, I mean, suspicions are there regarding Benghazi, all tied into that as well. Not to mention, you know, a private server, emails. I mean, she could erase her emails and get away with it so far. But somebody has those emails, and certainly what is being connected here, when you look at all the dots flying around, was that there was information from her emails talking about Ambassador Stevens being there in Benghazi. So through her own neglect, and the way she handled these emails, boy, I'll tell you, the evidence is beginning to point that her incompetence may have caused the death of Ambassador Stevens and three other Americans.
Well, we do know for certain that China has a copy of all of her emails because there was a virus feature put on there that immediately copied China on every single email she served. And, of course, Dianne Feinstein's driver was outed as a Chinese spy. And so we unfortunately see a lot of this come to pass. But as far as President H.W. Bush goes, he was someone who loved America. He did stand up for us. He fought. And he was vice president under Ronald Reagan for those 8 years.
Right.
we remember him fondly.
Yeah, and he gave the country a third, a third term of the Reagan administration. Would have been four, I would say, had it not been for Ross Perot, don't you think?
Right. Well, and Dick Gephardt. I actually spoke with former President H.W. Bush when I was running for Congress, and he told me personally that Gephardt held funds from Congress to go into our troops in the Middle East unless Bush agreed to raise taxes and break his promise. He said Gephardt immediately went on that meeting with him and had a press conference and said Bush broke his promise, no new taxes.
Set him up. Well, more from Bill Fetter. We got to go to break. Stay with us, America. 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com. And you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez, live.
I am counting every blessing, counting every blessing, letting go and trusting where I cannot see. I am counting every blessing.
I'm Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Federer continues with his nationally known speaker, best-selling author, president of Amerisearch, and creator of the American Minute feature. And I want to talk about two things in this segment. You know, here we are all these years later, and there's still suspicion, I maintain, regarding the assassination of JFK. You know, Bill, people still are not convinced Lee Harvey Oswald and what the Warren Commission presented to us is the whole truth and nothing but.
Right. And there's a couple things that have come out fairly recently. One, papers from LBJ and that time period, and Dick Morris, the news contributor, has brought out some interesting information on LBJ. So Lyndon Johnson was being investigated by the federal government for all kinds of corruption. Mm-hmm. And Life magazine was going to run a front page article on the corruption of LBJ. And it was going to come out on November 26th of 1963. Well, Guess what? Earlier that week is now. Why is that important? Because that would have resulted in Kennedy dropping LBJ from his reelection ticket as his vice presidential candidate.
Which was, there was some conversation to that end leading up to it, correct? I mean, the reason LBJ was brought in was to bring in the South, and it was still a bit precarious. It wasn't a sure thing, and there was conversation that and suggestion that LBJ would be dropped from the reelection ticket, right?
Right. And so, and there's comments that LBJ said about the Irish mafia and how he would finally get rid of, you know, the Irish. That week is when Kennedy was visiting Texas. And the highest political person from Texas was the vice president. And the assassination took place.
Yes.
And so immediately after that, a whole lot of the records that dealt with the corruption investigations of LBJ conveniently disappear. And so there is that element of suspicion that may have been overlooked by later writers and investigators because LBJ, obviously now in office, would have purged a lot of those records. Now, was there the Russian in Cuba, and were they anti-American? Yes, and there could be that several different threads going on. We do know that Kennedy was going to some of the stories were that he was wanting to have our currency be, you know, backed by gold and issue, you know, what instead of it saying a Federal Reserve note, it would say a silver certificate, which is what it used to say. And
right.
Kennedy didn't want to get pulled into the war in Vietnam. There were a bunch of different things that as soon as LBJ got in were reversed.
And exactly. So, pretty quick.
There's others like Dick Morris that have actually written on this, but I have done my own set of research on LBJ running for Senate in the 1950s, and he lost the primary. And to Coke Stevenson, who was running for Senate. They're both Democrats running on the Democrat primary. Well, the week, the very day of the election that LBJ lost, suddenly there was a box of ballots found in Alice, Texas, which is the area that LBJ was from. Mm-hmm. And his campaign manager, John Connolly, goes down there and helps to oversee the recount. And lo and behold, at the end of the week, they found some 280 extra ballots, which allowed LBJ to win by about 70-some-odd votes. He won the Democrat primary. Well, John Connally insists on an investigation, and they find out that Those extra 280 votes were names from the local cemetery, signed in alphabetical order with the same handwriting and the same colored ink. And later the New York or the Washington Post ran an article about some guy who admitted to being the one to forge it on the direction of George Parr, who was the local Democrat Party boss, who, when this started to come to light, committed suicide, conveniently. And but nevertheless, this 70 votes that LBJ won by was so slim that he got the nickname Landslide Lyndon, which was sort of a tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah,
he won by a landslide, 70 votes.
Well, that cemetery, that cemetery vote is so important. We've known it. You know, from our friend in South Florida, the attorney Ed Pizzulli, you know, he says in Chicago, they always had to say, you got to wait for the cemetery votes to come in, you know, so that's probably where this all born from. This is amazing. Well, you know, leave it to the Democrats. I mean, they've perfected it. And of course, now they're harvesting ballots in California, which is illegal in 49 states, but probably will be coming to some states as a result of the success, that they've enjoyed in ousting, you know, 100% of Republicans that were up for election in the state of California. 100%, Bill, that's impossible unless you rig the system. And that's what they've done.
And that one, and I had the privilege of meeting her, but a Korean-American girl who won the Congress by 8,000 votes, mm-hmm. she actually went up and went through the orientation for new Congress people. And she saw her 8,000 dwindle away to nothing, and then she lost. And so, you know, it was Stalin that said, I don't care who votes. I just care who counts the votes.
Amen. There it is.
And,
well, Bill, as we wrap up this segment, we've got December 7th just around the corner, the day that will live in infamy. Give us a 2-minute summary of what we should remember from this incredible day and how it affects our culture in the 21st century.
Well, the situation was the National Socialist Workers' Party. It's nicknamed Nazi. But the National Socialist Workers' Party, headed by Hitler, they team up with fascist Italy and Imperial Japan. And from 1933 on, they control Germany, Italy, Ethiopia, Japan, Korea, China, Austria, Czechoslovakia, all these different areas are invading, they're attacking. And it gets to the place, you look at the map, and it almost all fills in. And then is December 7th of 1941, and the attack on Pearl Harbor, and America enters the war. And 350 Japanese aircraft sank 5 American battleships and 3 destroyers. 400 aircraft were destroyed on the American side. 4,000 Americans were killed or wounded. Had they known to attack the oil tanks on the hill outside of Pearl Harbor, it would have crippled us, but instead they missed it. And so the boats were resurfaced and repaired. And then we fought a battle back and forth until the Battle of Midway. And miraculously, we had code breakers that broke the Japanese code. We were able to ambush and sink 3 of their 4 aircraft carriers, and then shortly after a 4th one, and the Japanese were immediately put on the defensive. Just that 15-minute battle at the Battle of Midway earned it. And but it was one of the costliest wars, 45 million civilian deaths, 15 million battlefield deaths. But the Axis powers were eventually defeated. Interesting, the World War II memorial...
About 10 seconds left, Bill, sorry.
Didn't have any mention of God in the memorial, but Chris Long, Ohio Christian Alliance, pushed through a bill signed by Democrats and Republicans to have the FDR D-Day prayer added to the memorial. And he's just raising funds to get it built.
Well, thank you, Bill Fetter, for being on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, sir.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America's top diplomat speaks in Brussels, Belgium, at an event called Reforming the Rules-Based International Order. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo telling NATO allies,
under President Trump, we are not abandoning international leadership or our friends in the international system. Indeed, quite the contrary.
Pompeo blasting critics who claim that Trump's America First policy is dangerous to long-established multinational institutions like NATO.
He was a true Renaissance man, a great gentleman, a great diplomat.
That's one of the many who've been filing through the U.S. Capitol Rotunda to pay their respects to the former President George H.W. Bush, who passed away last Friday. The round-the-clock public viewing continues through tomorrow morning, followed by a funeral at the National Cathedral. President Trump's to hold a private meeting with the Bush family today. This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend IncomeStore as a can't-miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I believe you are.
America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us. You know, there's been lots of discussion about judicial reform and unfair practices in our court system. Well, the 2018-2019 Judicial Hellholes Report, yes, you heard it right. It is titled The Judicial Hellholes Report, shines its brightest spotlight on 9 jurisdictions, courts, or legislators that have earned reputations as judicial hellholes, whether it be welcoming litigation, tourism, or adopting novel theories of liability. Judges and legislatures seem eager to expand civil liability at every given opportunity. Now, these judicial hellholes systematically apply laws and procedures in an unfair and unbalanced manner, generally to the disadvantage of defendants. And for those of you that have come in contact with these judicial hellholes, you say, how can this be happening in 21st century America? I mean, we know better than this. This is total idiocy. Well, Tiger Joyce, president of the American Tort Reform Association, is with us right now to break it on down and shed some light on what we see as being, unjust. Tiger Joyce, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm great, Bill. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, great to have you here to talk about this. Let's talk about, first of all, people hear a judicial hellhole. What does that mean?
Well, it's our effort to do something we hope is a little bit catchy, get your attention. But I think you've stated it very accurately, which is we highlight what we think are the worst litigation jurisdictions around the country, and we give reasons why. Mm-hmm. And you stated some of them, you know, attracting, you know, what we call litigation tourists. You know, our courts exist in a particular community to serve the interests of that community, not, you know, when we see, in, for example, in Philadelphia, that over 80% of the claimants in their, what they call their mass torts court, are from out of, not even from Pennsylvania, much less Philadelphia. You know, you have to ask yourself that question. What's the purpose here?
Yeah, exactly.
And when, you know, and whether it's expert evidence rules, which are very important in major litigation, whether it's like maybe a pharmaceutical case, or matters about, you know, technical, questions. These are fundamentals to our civil justice system. But what's most important is to recognize that, you know, the truth is that we all have a stake in the legal system because it costs us over $400 billion a year, according to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. We've highlighted in a number of key states, our judicial hellhole states, that the excesses of the civil justice system, cost us all jobs. And the gross domestic product of individual states. So this is not and in some jurisdictions we're seeing, access to healthcare can be impacted.
Exactly.
So these are not academic questions for lawyers and law professors. These are significant issues, for everybody, listening to this program and everybody else out there.
Well, it doesn't seem to make sense when you've got judiciaries complaining that their dockets are full. Why would they be taking on other, you know, claims that are outside of their specific universe?
Well, I think that's a good question. We've seen some instances, some extreme instances, where it seems like they're almost, in some cases, and I want to emphasize, we highlighted this even actually at a federal court in Texas, that seemingly they were looking to make sure that they continued to have the same number of judges. But you're right. Most judges will tell you, I know a number of them who will say that, you know, their dockets are jammed. One of the issues, though, is that I think judges can be maybe, and there ought to be, it ought to be accepted to be a little more aggressive in policing cases, and not stringing out the process so that it goes on interminably, which adds costs and burden to everybody. And if you're looking to be compensated, if you really do have a legitimate case, you have an interest in being compensated promptly.
Well, that's,
so streamlining the process would be in the interest of all, and judges have a key role in that.
Well, when we see their inefficiencies that exist, you know, as they say, follow the money or follow the influence, you know, to what benefit? I mean, does a judge himself, can they control who comes into their court? Who is the gatekeeper here, and how are they getting rewarded? Because you might have a little bit of a deal where a judge says, okay, you know, I'm in this court today, but, you know, I have ambitions to, you know, rise up into the federal court and try to create some sort of career path to, you know, the Supreme Court possibly. If that's part of the reward, I mean, there's got to be something that, you know, promotes these people coming outside of the immediate areas. And, you know, we would say, Tiger, that when people are outside of their lanes, that's when you get into problems here. And this seems to be another one of those examples.
Well, it's up to the judiciary to police the judiciary, and I think that it's also it's up to, and I'm not aware of any situation along the lines of what you just described, but I think it's incumbent on every judge, you know, to police their own dockets. If there are cases where there's no merit, if something looks like it's just been filed simply for the purpose of filing it, then, you know, why should it continue? Why should someone on the receiving end of that have to hire a lawyer and have to go through the process? We ought to be looking at creative ways to expedite the process and hopefully at the same time provide meaningful opportunities for people with legitimate claims. Here's a good example. One of the areas that the organized plaintiffs bar has installed as public enemy number one is arbitration. It's almost a bad word in most instances. The truth is arbitration can be quick an efficient way to get a meaningful, reasonable amount to an individual without having to wait years and years,
exactly.
And the uncertainty of litigation. And yet it's sort of acquired a bad name when it really shouldn't. And a meaningful, well-administered arbitration system can actually be helpful. We should be looking for creative ways to address problems that avoid the cost and the burden and the delay of full-blown litigation.
Well, when you outline these 2018-2019 judicial hellholes, of course, at the top of the list, you got California, Florida, number 2, New York City, 3, St. Louis, Missouri, 4, Louisiana, 5, 6, Philadelphia Court of Common Pleas, number 7, New Jersey Legislature, number 8, Madison and St. Clair Counties in Illinois, number 9, Twin Cities of Minnesota. What other top-line findings of the report should we be aware of?
Well, as I mentioned at the outset, you know, I think the issue of litigation tourism is very significant. We're also seeing a new breed of class action cases that I would say we call them almost no injury class actions. If anybody who goes to a store and buys a bag of candy or chips or something, you might see that there's some air in the bag. Well, we're starting to see more and more cases where the allegation is that the air in the bag is somehow deceptive, that whatever is in the bag should be, the underlying product, and you're not buying air. It seems pretty preposterous on the surface, particularly if the bag is, the container is properly labeled and so forth. But this theory, this sort of no injury theory, the idea that an individual should be compensated when he or she arguably has suffered no injury. I mean,
yes, exactly.
Right. I mean, a generation ago plus when I went to law school, that was a fundamental in in tort law and contracts. There needs to be an injury. You don't compensate someone if they haven't been harmed, if there's been no damage. And seeing that and seeing the advent of these types of cases, we highlight them in some of these hell holes is really, I think, one of the important areas that I think we're seeing more and more of, regrettably.
Well, I got to tell you, this hell hole report gives us some encouragement to say, look, we're not knuckleheads, that we are seeing this insanity continuing to pervade our judiciary. Where can they go for more information, Tiger Joyce?
More information about the our report at judicialhellholes.org.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Only once a year, take an extra 25% off. Give joy with 60 to 70% off fine jewelry. Give an Instant Pot or Beats headphones. And get joy with Kohl's Cash. Plus, snap a free picture in-store with Santa Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 25% off for valid November 29th through December 8th with promo code THANKYOU25. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hey, this is Shaq. When I was playing ball, our team doctors helped me overcome pain with something called TENS therapy. And I see how Smart Relief is that same kind of therapy. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that immediately start blocking pain. Back, hip, knee, or shoulder pain. Even works for hours after you turn it off. Man, this Smart Relief is so smart they should call it Shaq Relief. Ooh, I like that one. Somebody write that down for me. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain. Get my lawyer on the phone. I need to patent that.
Use only as directed.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
You're my defender. You fight for me. I will remember. You're all I need. You are my healer. My remedy. Against the power of the unknown. And I will not stand alone.
Things that that matter, okay? Faith and the truth. Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Justin Danhoff is with us, General Counsel for the National Center for Public Policy Research, as well as the Director of the Center's Free Enterprise Project. Justin, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing great, Bill. It's always nice to talk to you. Hey,
always good. Appreciate it. I want to talk about John and Laura Arnold, a wealthy couple that have been eager to share their riches with those in need. You know, sounds pretty good on the surface, you decided to look into them because there was something about them that deserved, you know, a second look, right?
Yeah, when someone tells you that they're a bipartisan donor, that they give to both sides, that they're an equal interest pot stirrer, is actually a quote John Arnold has said about himself.
Mm.
It makes you wonder what they're trying to hide.
Right.
And so we did a little bit of digging here at the National Center for Public Policy Research into the Arnold Foundation, and we found that their claims of bipartisanship are a canard. They're a fake veneer that they have put up, but they've put up really, really, really well. And why would a major foundation try and present itself as bipartisan? Well, the answer to that is quite obvious, right? When, for example, George Soros funds an organization or donates to a cause, everybody knows where the biases lie in that funding, in that
exactly.
donation.
Right.
When, you know, that he pushes a socialist agenda. That is his purpose. He is a disruptor and proud of it. When, for example, Tom Steyer, the radical environmental leftist based out of California, when he funds an initiative, everyone knows what the sole purpose of that is and what the desired outcome of that push is going to be.
Right.
And so the Arnolds skew dramatically far to the left, but their entire, it appears, at least from the public statements and comments, is they are hoping to avoid being lumped in with those individuals that I just mentioned.
Mm.
They don't want to be seen as the next Michael Bloomberg or Tom Steyer or George Soros. They want their work that they fund to have down the middle credibility.
And so this way they can draw investors from both sides.
Well, and then not draw the criticism as well, right? If George Soros funds a project, it's going to be rightly criticized as having a biased initiative, a biased approach, and a biased outcome. And so they are hoping to avoid that biased label. So there's a lot of ways they've gone about doing this. First thing is in the political arena, and they just did this in the most recent election, they back some conservative candidates. Mm-hmm. They do. They financially back conservative candidates. Just, by the way, who have absolutely zero chance of winning. So the conservative that's polling, you know, 50 points behind the liberal.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what, but they can say, rightfully so, and technically correct, that they gave some money the last election cycle to some conservatives. And when they gave money to liberals, it was in very tight races to try and get those folks over the hump.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one way they go about doing it. Again, I do believe John Arnold, who, by the way, made his first his millions at Enron, and then took those millions and turned them into billions as a hedge fund manager, largely trading on energy futures and shorts. So that's how he got his money, by the way, to start this massive foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, I should circle back. The one thing beyond being bipartisan is that they really like to fly under the radar. So that's another reason we want to poke some holes in their fake veneer and shine some light into who this couple is.
Mm-hmm.
They have spent, since 2011, over $1 billion.
Wow.
That is a significant sum in the philanthropic world. I mean, that is no small drop in the bucket. And so that's another reason we think folks need to know about them is they've done that, and probably most of your listeners have never heard of the Laura and John Arnold Fund.
Exactly. Now, this $1 billion, I mean, this is not all their money, obviously.
It largely is, yes.
It largely is their money. Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. He left Enron unscathed. A lot of people did not leave Enron unscathed with quite a few millions of dollars. He turned that into billions by being a hedge fund manager. And then they started, I believe he retired at the ripe old age of, 37, something along those lines.
Wow, good for
him.
And
they started their philanthropic endeavors.
Mm. And their philanthropic, obviously, very targeted. With their stealthy anti-gun strategy, right?
This is one of their major pushes. They dropped $20 million into an initiative partnering with Rand Corp to study quote-unquote, gun violence.
Mm.
Well, we all know what that means. Laura Arnold herself, she penned an op-ed where she basically gave away the game saying that we need to do this because the federal government doesn't do this. Because the Dickey Amendment prohibits the federal government from investigating these issues, which, of course, is a lie, but it's a liberal trope that has been thrown out for so many years that many people just believe it when they hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And so they funded that. They called for an additional investment of $30 million. And again, what's the whole point of this? Because, of course, former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg has been on the anti-Second Amendment push for quite a few years now, but there is ample evidence that when Mayor Bloomberg and his group steps in and tries to enact levels of, state level measures to restrict the Second Amendment, that there's major pushback.
Exactly.
Most states don't want a New York City liberal coming in and dictating their gun policy. And because everyone knows what they are. And so what the Arnolds are hoping to do is to replace that with a, quote, bipartisan research effort that doesn't have a slant. And believe me, when the research, project concludes and they have their outcomes, we all already know what those are going to look like.
Exactly.
And so that's what we're trying to do is let the folks know that when you see Laura and John Arnold's name, just assume it's a push that would be advanced by George Soros.
Exactly.
Assume it's an initiative that would be supported by Tom Steyer and Michael Bloomberg. These folks are the ones that, donate heavily to liberal politicians. And that's an interesting thing about them, too. On their website, they used to proudly boast about their personal giving. as well as their foundation's giving. However, since their personal giving skewed so far to the left and, you know, spoke the truth to the lie of their claim of bipartisanship, they scrubbed that section from the website completely.
Oh, wow.
It's so, you know, the internet, like...
What is it about the left? Do they have futures in Bleach Bit or something, you know, where they're just going...
Perhaps, but not good enough yet, because, of course, I did a little bit of digging on my own on the Internet Wayback Machine and found the now defunct portions of the website. And have some screen grabs. If anybody's interested, come over to nationalcenter.org take a look at what we've researched already on the Arnold. And it's truly quite telling. And look, here's the other deal. They do, like I said, give to conservatives. They also give to some conservative organizations. And again, what are they giving to these conservative organizations for? Well, they give to them on nonpartisan issues. So prison reform and criminal justice reform, which is a truly bipartisan issue that the left and the right have both been working on. Mm-hmm. Right, President Trump has had a large push for criminal justice reform as well.
Exactly.
And so, again, they can say, "Look, no, we do give to some conservative group, but they're not giving to, you know, the conservative groups working on truly conservative causes."
It's like they're following the Planned Parenthood plan here. You know, that nothing up the sleeve. Let me show you what I want you to watch and forget about what's happening in the back room. Speaking of which, they're abortion activists, are they not?
Oh, they're major funders of, you know, the abortion industrial complex, as I call it. I mean, major funders. And interestingly enough, those are the donations. Once those donations were highlighted by a few conservative groups, that is what appears to be the cause for Laura and John Arnold to take down their private giving from their website. They, you know, they haven't come out and said why they did it, but it happened very soon after the conservative group Second Vote compiled all of their donations to Planned Parenthood and other abortion-related groups. That's when they, once that happened, it was about a week or so later that they took their private giving off the website, because the private giving, the very top tier, was also to Planned Parenthood. Mm-hmm. So they were doubly funding Planned Parenthood with many, many, many millions of their own dollars, and of course millions of their own dollars through their foundation as well. And so it's very interesting, right? Because most liberals often preen and talk about abortion in glowing things and fight back against any effort to ever put restrictions on abortion, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if they're so proud of it, you'd think they'd leave it up. But interestingly enough, we think that is the cause of them to take that portion from their website.
Well, and Justin, you have quite a reveal at Facebook.com /NCPPR/videos, and you can see more about the Arnolds there, right?
Oh, absolutely. Come there, check that out. Use the hashtag ArnoldExposed. That's what we're getting started and rolling out with. To let people know the true intentions and the true visions of the Laura and John Arnold Foundation.
There you go. Justin Danhoff, General Counsel for the National Center for Public Policy Research. Justin, as always, appreciate the insight. Thank you so much for the update. Take care.
Thanks, John.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the SmartBP app.
That's one.
SmartBP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
SmartBP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of SmartBP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. SmartBP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With SmartBP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. SmartBP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's SmartBP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
In these uncertain times,